Republican candidates aim to win control of the Senate. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm not going to D.C. to just go up there and be part of the party.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice easily cruising to victory yesterday in the state's GOP primary for the U.S. Senate.
I'm going there to shake up the world.
Voters in West Virginia and Maryland selected GOP candidates who may be able to flip their state's U.S. Senate seats to red. In Maryland, former Governor Larry Hogan winning that state's GOP primary.
The campaign for Maryland and America's future begins.
He'll have to defeat Democrat Angela Alsobrooks in November, while Governor Justice will face off against Democrat Glenn Elliott. President Biden and former President Trump each won their party's primaries in those two states and Nebraska. Meantime, the former president gets the day off from his hush money trial in New York City while it takes its normal Wednesday break.
Former fixer Michael Cohen will still be under cross-examination when court reconvenes Thursday. Former President Trump said he feels it's going well, but a gag order upheld on appeal Tuesday keeps him from expounding.
I am not allowed to talk about big portions of my case, and nothing like that's ever happened. They're allowed to talk, the other side, but I'm not.
Michael Cohen is said to be the prosecution's final witness. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The former president plans to campaign today in Cincinnati, Ohio. A preliminary report by the NTSB says the cargo ship Dolly, which took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, experienced an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving port and then again shortly before the crash. And we'll get a fresh measure of inflation this morning with the Consumer Price Index. It may show prices rose 0.4% in April from March. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs, like AC parts and check engine light mysteries. See why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company, and see why our commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Visit us for your free quick quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio. What do you have to lose? Visit carshield.com/audio.
The Farm Worker Association of Florida is raising money for the victims of yesterday's bus crash that killed 8 people and injured more than 48 critically. State troopers say a pickup truck crashed into the bus in Ocala that was carrying 53 migrant farm workers. The truck driver, Brian Howard, faces 8 counts of DUI manslaughter. After a deadly ambush, the search is on in France for an escaped prisoner known as the Fly.
Mohamed Amrah was sprung free from a convoy taking him from court to prison in northern France, described by officials as an act of cold-blooded barbarity. In the ambush, a car was rammed into his van at a checkpoint. 2 guards were shot dead and 3 others seriously hurt. Amrah, who's 30, is said to have ties to a gang in the southern French city of Marseille. All means are being used to find these criminals, says France's interior minister. 450 police and gendarme paramilitary officers have been mobilized. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Google is launching a search engine that has some very high-tech help.
Google announces this week that it's rolling out artificial intelligence integrated into its flagship product, its long-lived and ubiquitous search engine. How will it work? At first, you might not notice, but search results will no longer be presented based on coding or tagging or content ratings alone, but what Google's new AI called Gemini is able to glean from websites and how it best interprets your web searching. The goal is to present you, the user, with results that are more contextual and more pertinent to what you tell Google you're seeking. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And we have a new champion. The miniature poodle named Sage was best in show at the Westminster Kennel Dog Show last night in New York City. It was the 11th triumph for poodles of various sizes. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.